Blog Talk Radio.
Only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
You have entered the Swinger State of Mind.
Listeners, call in 805-830-8320.
Yes. This is La Crush Hearts in Brooklyn, New York.
All right, this is Trinity Blake in Dallas, Texas.
And we are back. Go us. I don't have no sound effects, so go us. So you guys got to deal with that.
I only ask for one sound effect. I ask for one single sound effect. And you couldn't produce it.
I couldn't produce it. What's going on, everybody? Welcome to Swinger State of Mind, a.k.a. S-S-O-M, all the way live. And so, yeah, I'm trying to get these letters together. We're all the way live. We are back after a 9-month hiatus.
Like we had a baby.
Right. We done had children. Like, man, we done had children. We done went through all this. You know, we done moved. We got a new studio. You know, we done transitioned, folks. Welcome. Trinity.
Yes.
It is a pleasure to hear your voice.
And to all the other men out there with the Vaseline in your hands, my voice is back.
Yes, folks, this has been the official week of full fantasy, a full fantasy radio. We on the last stop of the awesome train with Swinger State of Mind. Y'all know how we do. We are back. We got the chat rooms open on blogtalkradio.com/phonefanradio. And can I just ask Miss Trinity Blake, my co-host, my lovely, lovely co-host, how are you?
I am good. I'm all the way live, just like the show. Always will be. Always shall, always will be. Still in Dallas, Texas. I had a baby. Named it S-S-O-M. You are the baby daddy.
Really?
You know, we took a break. I've been real busy working at a little gig in downtown Dallas. Has been a joy doing stuff I like to do, cooking. No parties, but there's been some parties, if that makes any sense. Nothing has been written on the books.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, other than that, I lost 42 pounds.
So,
yeah, that means that I can actually increase the size of the stomach of my partners.
Oh, Jesus.
You know, two big bellies.
Right, now
my belly's getting smaller. Your belly can be a little bit bigger. So, men, go get your chicken. It's okay. Mm-hmm. My stomach is small, so you can eat a little bit more. But I've been good. I'm in good health. And I'm sure you saw on Facebook, if people have been keeping up with me, I posted my HIV results on Facebook.
Really?
Some people thought that was a bit much. Is it too much to know your status? Is it too
much?
Are
you asking?
So,
are you asking? Is that
well, no, that's what I phrased to people that I posted to. So, I mean, for people that's been keeping up with me for the past 9 months, I've been doing my thing, still creative, still writing. What about you?
Oh, wow. I lost my computer over the summer, so I was really off air all summer long. Like I said, this is my first official week back on air, period. I was doing good. I had the Monday, Tuesdays rocking, you know, because you was busy. Anyway, I had the Mondays and Tuesdays rocking with Musically Inclined and the Honey Suite. I too have lost weight, not as much, but I have too lost weight since then. My clothes fitting a little baggier. What else? I still am single, so guys, application. It's cuffing season. What's goody?
What's on your application? Is your application posted online?
Is my application posted online?
Yeah, for boyfriend.
No. Should it be?
What are you writing it? If you fill out an application to be somebody's girlfriend or boyfriend, what do you write in the experience part? After experience of sucking dick, eating pussy, and...
You know what? I will write broken hearts and had my hearts broken. That's what I write in experience.
So your title is going to be Jaded.
Mm-hmm. Not really. I've broken hearts and had my heart broken. That's basically it. You know, inquire within. Look, inquire within. That's it.
I was like, can I just give you a resume? I mean, does the past really matter?
I don't know. You know what? I ask myself that all the time. But the only thing that really gets me when it comes to this application, like people send you, you know, they inquire in your inbox, right? And they send you that, can I get to know you? I don't know. What does that mean? Like,
well, can I get to know you is like, hello, stranger. How long will it take me to speak with you?
Is that what that is?
I'm serious. Because if somebody really wants to get to know you, it's not going to be, can I get to know you? It's like, hi, my name is so-and-so. Would you like to meet?
Okay, I'm just thinking.
You're
going
to implement the next step. Would you like to meet? Can I call you? Here's my number. Can you give me your number?
Exactly. I thought it was just me. I'm so glad you said that because I really did think it was just me. And another thing, when they ask you for your number... When they ask you for your number, they text you. Now we were just inboxing on Facebook or Twitter or wherever. We were just texting each other, and then they ask you for your number. You give it to them, and the first thing they do, they text you back. Hey, what's up?
Because people don't communicate like they used to. I mean, I'm going to go to my business out there. I created an account on Adult Friend Finder. Okay, I just gave them a drop. Okay, anyway. I created a profile on an adult website. And it's a pretty explicit website. Some pretty explicit pictures out there. I'm very upfront. You know me, always shy. And I get messages like, can I get to know you? What's your phone number? So I give you my phone, and then you text me to death. How about you call me? How about you call me?
Right.
So we can chat for a bit, and then we'll decide from the conversation if we're going to meet somewhere. No, you're not coming over to my place.
Oh, yeah.
Can I come over?
That's
not a date.
What is that?
I think dating is kind of meshed in with prostitution for free.
Oh, no. Really? Really, Trent? That's what you're taking this? Really?
Yeah, like prostitution for free. You remember the song by the dude, Montel Jordan, we're going to come over, watch your TV tonight. Let's get it on tonight. You going to watch my TV for real?
Really?
Go drink my soda, eat my popcorn.
Oh Jesus. Listen, guys.
I've missed everybody. I know there's people wondering where the hell we've been. I guess we might as well just open the lines and answer a couple of those questions.
Yes. We have a caller from the 8224. What's your name? Where you call her from? Welcome to SSOM All the Way Live.
Hey, what's up, stranger? This is AD, your boy AD from Outer Limits.
AD from Outer Limits. Ooh, hi.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. What are y'all talking about? Oh,
hey, how y'all been? I miss you.
You ain't miss me, boo. My number is still the same. But anyway.
Yeah, you got me on that
one. When I started on our first day back, how have you been?
I've been good. I was about to text you and say, what's up?
Really?
Say that, really?
I just want to get to know you.
You want to get to know me?
Don't be playing with my emotions.
I don't know what kind of party you think this is. Don't be playing with my emotions.
Hey, AD, you're doing your thing over there, Out of Limits. You know, why didn't you change the name?
Because I just, you know, they hired me to run it, and they didn't want to change the name. I know the previous owner, Phil. That's my boy, love him to death. Without him, I wouldn't have his job. But Phil wanted them to keep everything about the same, and so I guess that's why they didn't change it.
Oh, wait, Phil not there no more? What happened to Out of Limits? He loved Out of Limits. Wait, what happened?
Yeah, he sold it in June. And he talked to the people who wanted to buy and was like, hey, man, make AD a manager. He'll make sure, you know, he take good care of the club. And so they did.
But, I mean, if the club wasn't working the way it was, why the hell would you keep the name?
Well, actually, since I've been here, I've been able to turn the club around and make it profitable.
Nice.
Okay, cool.
Well,
I don't
have to
buy $50.
You say what?
I said, can I buy $50 for the profit?
You can have whatever you want, Crush.
I can have whatever I want. Okay.
Crush?
All right.
Wait. Hold on. He said you can have whatever you want. Crush. He didn't say Trinity.
Oh,
he was thinking about me when he said that. So.
Well, they were my foot in my mouth.
Anyway.
Well, anyway, I'm talking to you, AD. Huh?
It was really nice talking to you, AD. We have to finish my studio album.
I know that
I
we never finished.
Oh, now that you mentioned it, AD, I thought I hired you to do some work for me, and you just forgot all about me.
Hey, don't put me on blast on the radio.
All right, I'm sorry. I'll tell nobody else. I won't tell nobody else. Anyway, folks, y'all tune into SSOM All the Way Live with myself, LaCrush Hart, and Miss Trinity Blake. We hold it down on the south side and the east side. Now, okay, shout out to my computer. I got a brand new computer, folks. Trin, the last time we heard, your computer was actually holding on to the little wires. And you
yes,
had to prop
that
it
was
up against
last
the
update.
Wall. And you had to prop it up against the wall. So what's the update on the equipment over there?
I have a brand new HP laptop.
Nice.
Okay, I'm fancy now that I can barely operate because apparently it's collecting all the pictures from my friends and stuff. So when I open it up, every new picture that everybody owns comes up on my computer.
Oh, you got Windows 8 on there, right?
I got Windows 8. I'm not feeling it yet.
I'm with you. I got a brand new computer myself. I got a Toshiba 17-inch, and I also bought me a nice 39-inch TV, but that's not even, you know, here and there. It got Windows 8 on it. I'm a Windows XP girl. I'm an expert at XP. XP stands for expert, and that's me. Yeah, I got
they keep
Windows
changing
8.
And everything, you know?
Right. Windows 8, I'm trying to disable all the apps.
It took me like 3 days to figure out how to minimize my screen because I had magnified it to like this large, large print. So I had to scroll down and read everything. I'm like, okay, I feel like a senior citizen that never, ever, ever used a computer.
Not saying
senior citizens can't use computers, but just saying. You know what, though? While we're talking, we're calling ourselves SSOM. All the way live, right? So we want to get into that when we come back?
Right. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Once again, call up, get online, 805-830-8320. If you want to chat with us, press that 1. We'll definitely let you on. Once again, shout out to AD who's holding it down with us, 972. And we're going to be right back. Not back. Yeah, we're going to be right back.
Mike Wilson. bone, no. Yeah. You put in overtime, overnight, doing everything I like. Go for a ride, yeah. You hold me close, keep me tight. Look me deep inside my eyes. Baby, you will love it. But nothing can compare. Just take your time.
Yikes.
Send chills down my spine.
Whoa.
You're one of a kind.
Yikes.
That's what I gotta make you mine.
Whoa.
Boy, you turn me on.
Yikes.
Got me feeling hot.
Whoa.
Now I'm really gone.
Welcome back to SSOM All the Way Live. That was Kelly Rowland, Kisses Down Low.
Naughty, naughty, naughty. Welcome back. Welcome. This is also Trinity Blake in Dallas. Our first night back in 9 months.
Mm-hmm.
And we're, you know, discussing how much we've missed everybody, what we're doing, what's going on with our name change, what's in store. And but first, I think Crush is going to tell you guys exactly what SSOM is doing for the new year, this year and continuing.
Yes, yes, yes. We have switched up a tad bit. We are still swinging state of mind. That's never going to change. You know, we always going to be in that state of mind. And you know that our subtitle, if you will, is Indulge in the Forbidden Fruits of Sexuality. And so we decided to cut down the swinging state of mind and go with SSOM All the Way Live. Because from this point on, this show on, we are about a little bit of everything, because we're not just swingers. We are human beings. We are sexual beings. We are freaks, fetish enthusiasts. We are a little bit of everything. So you know what? Swinger State of Mind wants to cover everything. Excuse me. We don't want to alienate. We don't want to alienate. Look, there you go. We don't want to alienate anybody. We want to bring everybody to the forefront. So we're going to be trying to get in touch with every aspect that we can think of. We got the fetish covered. We're going to have voyeurism, BDSM, LGBTQ. We're trying to look. All the athletes will be on board. I've got all the acronyms, so we're trying to cover it. And once again, we're going to give y'all that awesome product, that All the Way Live product that you know, y'all already know how we do. So I don't even know why I'm sitting up here stuttering. If you don't know, then you definitely need to stick tuned to Wednesday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 p.m. Central, so you can find out how we do with myself and Trinity Blake. 313 and the block callers, thank y'all, 972s. We definitely see y'all. Where's the East Coast at? This is how it happened last time, too. I feel alienated over here. If you're on the East Coast, please call us up, 805-830-8320.
Ooh. Okay. I'm sorry. Yeah, I think if you're new on air, we always chat back and forth because, you know, Crush is in New York. I'm in Dallas, so we're not sitting right next to each other. So I am constantly throughout the show like, hey, you know, Crush, wake up, you know. Or Crush would be like, Anita, where are you? I'm getting a drink. So you hear us laugh or, like, snicker. We're usually sending some stupid communication to each other, which you can't see. But, you know, normally we can do it in a chat room, which is about, you know, I know a lot of you guys are wondering where the heck is SwingCity.ning.com.
Yes.
The same thing with SSOM Radio. Swing City is going through a name change. And feel free, we can't really decide what we want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
But Swing City is getting a makeover. You'll still, you know, we is collaborating with Phone Fantasy Radio. You can get on there. You can chat, put your profile, do your blog, do whatever you want to do. But we're going to take it back to PG-13 because I'm getting hit with all these tickets for S-rated pictures and profanity. And I think we can express ourselves in a responsible manner to get the message across without being explicit, so we can keep everything on air and keep it moving. But we are going to be changing the name from the Swing City to make it a little bit more commercial. We got, what, Universal Lounge, Urban Lounge. We're not really sure what we're going to, you know, what the name of it's going to be, but it will be open next week, and you will be able to get on there, hear the radio show, chat, keep up with your friends, and stay tuned with, you know, Phone Fantasy Radio.
Yes, 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 because we are all the way live. I like SSOM All the Way Live. And
we are all the way live.
Right.
Except without all my sound effects.
You know what? I'm going to have sound effects next week, and I'm going to play all of them back to back.
Right. I don't know. You know, we tuned in before. We had our fantasies. Everybody knows my obsession with monkeys.
I'm going to have some monkeys for you next week. All right, folks.
Appreciate it.
I'm leaning towards Urban Lounge. I like Urban Lounge as a name. I think that it is future forward. It's simple. I'm leaning towards Urban Lounge. But,
you don't think Urban Lounge means it's going to have people thinking it's all for black people?
Not really. What did you think? Really?
Because everything I know that has urban in it is black.
No, we're not trying to do that. All right, well.
I don't want to exclude anybody.
Right, we got to go to the drawing board. We'll see what's up. You know what? Let's ask our peoples. Listen, if you are a fan of SSOM All the Way Live, you are on the swingcity.ning.com. You are part of our Facebook groups. You know what it is. Hit us up on Facebook, Trinity Blake, myself, LaCrush Hart. Let us know. What do you think? Do you have any suggestions for the new network makeover? It's a collaboration of the Swing City, also with Full Fantasy Radio. So we're going to bring the two worlds together. We're going to talk about everything that we talk about. We're going to be all the way live as well as have this platform, which is Phone Fantasy Radio. We got big plans for y'all. Let us know. Even call us up right now, 805-830-8320. Right now, I see that we have a caller from the 313. I don't even know where that's at. Where is that? 313.
It's Hawaii.
Area code 8701. State your name. Where you calling from?
Yo, my name is Detroit, and I am from Detroit, 313, but I'm stationed in Hawaii right now.
Oh,
hey,
how are you?
I'm good. How are you ladies doing?
Great.
I'm well.
Everybody,
I'm well.
This is a very, very, very handsome young man.
I want to see. I mean,
He's protecting us. He's protecting us. And, you know, today is a fortunate anniversary, but, you know, thank you for your service.
Yes,
thank you for your service.
Yes,
thank you very much.
So,
in uniform and out of uniform.
What branch are you in?
Top secret classified.
Oh.
No, I'm in the Army.
Look, I just met, are you in the Army? Are you in the Navy?
I am.
Oh.
I'm in the Army.
Okay, that's all I meant.
Okay.
But anyway.
Tell us, how is Hawaii right now?
At 3:26 in the afternoon. It's really nice. It's about 78, 79 degrees.
Oh.
Yeah, I contacted him and he was like, "Hey, I was in Dallas for a week and he couldn't get in contact." But we've done a lot of stuff together. We had a holiday meal together.
Yeah, I have. Yeah, I broke bread.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we broke bread and beds.
Mm-mm.
Absolutely.
he is the doctor. Oh, if any of you have ever been on the Swing City, he is the doctor with the face mask. And the doctor's uniform, that's him. That's the secret celebrity.
Oh.
Trinity, how do you get me into this lifestyle?
Say that again?
What do you say?
Trinity brought me into this lifestyle. I would say a roommate, a friend of mine, brought me into it, but Trinity turned me out.
yes, we know the story.
Hey, you know, one good person at a time. You know, that's my motto. But I'm so happy that I actually met this young man. He came out to a party that I've talked about before. It was called The Best of the Best.
Mm-hmm.
So your stuff had to weigh over a pound and had to be a certain length.
I know that's right.
He broke the hoagie roll.
Okay, folks, we're not even going to go there.
Thank you so much for calling us, sir. It's really great hearing from you. Do you have any ideas for the name of the site? Do you have any suggestions what we should call it?
I'm thinking, I'm listening right now. Let me do a little bit more listening to you ladies because it's so enjoyable. I'm loving this right now.
Nice.
There is not this type of environment where I'm located at, so it's good to hear it.
Well, you definitely got to call
it
in. I'm sorry that it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon, but definitely keep calling in. You know, we all the way live because it's nighttime. It's dark where I'm at. It's 9 o'clock at night over here. So.
Yeah, I know. I was there. I was there as well.
Mm-hmm. You're everywhere.
I'm all over the place.
I know.
I'm gonna listen a little bit more to you ladies. I'm still at work, so I'm gonna put my earpiece on and I'm gonna listen. You ladies doing a wonderful job, and I'm loving the radio station. It's really nice.
Thank you so much, Detroit, out of Hawaii, by the way of Detroit. Right now, thank you so much for calling in and tuning in, and you too can call in and show your love to SSOM all the way live with Trinity Blake and LaCrush Hearts, 805-830-8320. Press 1, and we'll definitely let you on. Shout out to the 214 that just popped up. Can I just say this real quick? This is a public service announcement. Mello, where the hell you at? Why Mello ain't here?
Right. You know,
Can I call her out?
Where's Mellow?
Where's Mellow?
It's like Waldo. Where's Mellow?
But we have the chat room open. If you are listening, I see the guests 58516 and 9016. If you have on our blogtalkradio.com/phone fan radio page, we can join us in the chat room. Myself, Trinity Blake, is both in the chat room. Just make a free account and join us in the chat and chat up with us. Right now, we are going to take a quick break. Yes, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come right back and continue this awesome conversation. I'm really enjoying it. I miss Wednesday nights, man. I really have. So when people like Detroit call in, yeah, you miss Wednesday nights. We'll be right back, folks.
What's happening, babe? What's good tonight? I'd rather show you than tell you what's on my mind. Just clear out your schedule, cause I need some time. I know you got shit to do, but baby, tonight, don't be selfish with your body, baby. Here's what I've been wanting, baby. So let's get together, you set the time. Just know when you get here, that it's on my mind. Just bring it over here, turn your phone on, leave the meals on, take your clothes on.
Wow, that was like the longest song ever. Thanks for tuning in to SSOM Radio with Trinity Blake and LaCrush Hearts. Keep those numbers dialing us, 805-830-8320. We're all the way live. We're happy to be back tonight. This is our return show. I don't know what kind of mood LaCrush is in, but that was a little romantic and sexy. I don't think we've got there with the listeners yet, but, you know, I felt like I needed to smoke a cigarette after that song.
Listen, it wasn't my... Excuse me, let me clear my throat, because it wasn't my fault. What had happened was, right, I was scrolling, and I kept looking at the number 313 area code, and I just pressed the first thing I seen, and that came out. So I just want to say I'm dedicating that song to all those handsome, hardworking guys out there keeping us safe.
Talking about sex, that's how you gonna keep.
Listen, the first thing that popped in my head was chest and arms and six packs. I done skipped the head. I done went down from the shoulders to the six pack, and I stopped at that little crease line right there. Y'all know how Ken looked. Look, y'all know how Ken looked. Ken ain't never have a package, but he was cut up.
Well, we are already halfway through the show, which normally, you know, people are used to us doing two-hour shows, which mm-hmm. used to go by really, really fast. But what mm-hmm. we're going to do to start off, Crush and I decided that we're just going to do a few one-hour shows to kind of get our feedback wet again. And the same thing, you know, with the Swing City. We'll be open, you know, different forms. Crush shows will still be on Monday and Tuesday, but Wednesday nights we're gonna do it slow. We're gonna take it real nice and easy, because the last time we first started, we jumped in, blew up everything, and water splashed everywhere. So we're gonna take it real slow. We're gonna do an hour for the next couple weeks, and then, you know, once we get everything set up, we got the name changed, we got everything on lock, then we'll give you the full 2 hours, the full whammy. But normally in the middle of the show we do Orgy Time, or, you know, open-ended questions. We go into fantasies. We talk about all sorts of stuff, but Crush is saying, you know, we're going to be covering all these things. One of those things we're going to be covering now are current events.
Yeah.
Politics.
Yeah.
Work relationships, personal relationships, finances, all the things that we need to contribute to our lifestyle, which makes us lifestyle. And we'll be talking about some of the events that are going on in different areas, what people have been up to, touching back on some of our old topics. As long as we get the monkeys back, I'm good, honestly.
Jenny's damn, I'm going to find a whole jungle for you next week. Listen, guys, this is ridiculous.
We got product that's going to be coming out. You know, Crush got a whole line of Phone Fantasy Radio mugs and T-shirts, and We're going to ask this time. You have an expectation of us and what we bring to you guys, which is completely unique. We're going to put an expectation on our listeners to try to, you know, support us, buy some of the products, donate to keep us going so that we can take our time every Wednesday night to make it all the way live.
Awesome.
You want to add to that, Crush?
Awesome. Listen, I just want to say thank you to you, and thank you to everybody that helped with SSOM when we first started. It's been a year ago we started doing SSOM, and we took like a little hiatus to just, you know, get ourselves together. And now that we're on the right track and we got a destination, we got a outline, we got, you know, new goals and new expectations for ourselves. Like, I hope everybody that was tuned in before definitely come back for the ride. That's what I'm hoping right now. That's my expectation.
I think it's
going to
be interesting. I think it's going to be even better than it was
it's
before.
It's going to be interesting. New orgy time, new dailies.
Orgy.
I know, right? I think it's going to be really awesome. We're going to have the chat room going, because, I mean, the Swing City was popping. We was popping, man. That chat room was blazing. Like Trini said, I'm on air also Monday nights. Musically Inclined is my music show. So any of those artists out there, if you're spoken word, R&B, hip hop, smooth jazz, we play it send it to me. Also in the Honey Suite, I have different conversations and discussions. We did a good job yesterday. We had a short show, and I got some new stuff coming. So definitely check out phonefantasyradio.com. You can get all our links. We're looking for experts. If you are expert in anything, definitely come to. We also have...
You might want to be specific with that one. I can see that one going really left.
Right.
I'm an expert. Oh, what?
We need experts. Look, we need experts on anything lifestyle. There we go. Can I say that?
Okay. Yes,
lifestyle. Let me put it under umbrella because, you know, I have experts talking about I'm an expert. Listen, if you are an author of erotica, if you are a doctor of sex education, you know, a teacher, if you just want to add your two cents, definitely hit us up. If you have a
actually
business.
Certified, too. Certified.
Right, certified. I am going to look you up. Look, I am going to look you up, so don't call me with no half-assness. We don't play that over here. But 214, I see you. Shout out to 214. So let's get into the other segments that we have coming. Wild Out Wednesdays, are we bringing that back?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Wild Out Wednesdays was out. What, we used to do it on the first Friday?
We did it on the third. How are you going to say Friday? We come on Wednesday.
Wrong day. Wrong day. You know, my favorite was Ladies' Night. It was Ladies' Night.
That was the last Wednesday. Then we did Wild Out Wednesdays on the third Wednesday of the month. I think it was. Yeah, 3 weeks in. And then the last Wednesday of the month, we did the Ladies' Night.
Yes.
So,
but you know, we got some new stuff coming up too, though, that we're gonna be plugging into them.
So,
like, I don't know if you ever watch, if any of you ever watch MTV, and they have the show Catfish.
Oh, Jesus.
Where, you know, it's people frauding online, you know, talking about, oh, hi, my name is Becky with blue eyes, blonde hair, and you know, it's some dude in Jamaica somewhere, you know, plotting on you, but. They basically front out people that are fronting online to be somebody that they're actually not, using fake pictures. Well, you know, of course, I'm not the type of person to just copy somebody. So we're going to do our own version on Phone Fantasy Radio, SSOM, except, you know, we're not going to call us Catfish. We're going to call ours Cyber Monkey.
Her and these damn monkeys.
So if you know a cyber monkey, now you see why I need my sound effects back. But if you know a cyber monkey, you know that dude or that chick you've been talking to online, they got all these cute pictures, or, you know, a cyber monkey can be that dude that took all the right angles of his stuff, and then when you see it in person, it's only like an inch and a half because he used, like, angle tricks on you. That's a cyber monkey.
And listen, those guys that steal pictures, oof.
Yes, that's a cyber monkey. That chick that took a picture of her face only and never went below her neck because she only has two fingers and one titty.
Listen,
that's a cyber monkey.
I got both of my titties.
I ain't call you a cyber monkey, you crush. But you know, we're gonna be calling off people. So if you met somebody online and you got their pictures, I want you to send us in the pictures that they sent you, and I need you to send us a picture. Go out with that cyber monkey. Take a picture with them. Let's stunt them. You know,
let's,
it's not catfish because we don't copy, but this is our SSOM version of cyber monkeys.
Awesome. Cyber Monkey Wall of Shame. The Cyber Monkey Wall of Shame. Our email address is phonefantasyradio@gmail.com. Put in the subject Cyber Monkey Wall of Blast, and that is going to be so ridiculous because y'all out there are straight clowns. I know we're going to have some awesomeness coming in. Guys, gals, nobody's excluded. Nobody's excluded. We don't discriminate. Everybody's an equal monkey.
I need we gotta share cyber monkeys.
That is gonna be something else. I know I'm definitely waiting for that. What else we got going on? Yeah, it's so much stuff.
We have it's so many different things. I know before, when we left, we were talking about The Ranch, the online soap opera. I did complete that. It is completed.
Oh.
We hadn't had a chance to record it, but it has been completed. You know, a lot of people thought we just got off air just to get off air. One of the main things we had going on, I shared with everybody before, you know, our lifestyles are critical to us. And when I started Home Fantasy Radio, I wasn't working.
So
I started working. I got a little busy just trying to get everything back on up and up because we don't get paid to do this. We do this because we love to do it. We love what we do, and we love our lifestyles, and we realize that there was a need for people to have somewhere, some community, virtual or not, that they can call and talk about stuff, all types of stuff. And that's why we're SSOM, and that's why we came back, because that need is still there, and even bigger than ever. And even though people have tried to copy what we do, what we have is very unique.
Preach, preach, preach. Listen, I don't know what happened, but I do know this. When we started SSOM, I don't know, maybe it was just like, you know, you don't look for it, then all of a sudden, like if you ride a new car, and you got this awesome color, and then all of you think nobody else got it, and then all of a sudden, everywhere you look, that color pops up. Like, that's how it was. That's how it was when SSOM started. Like, we did SSOM, then all of a sudden, all these lifestyle links started popping up on my newsfeed. I was like, wait, what's going on? Where y'all at? Y'all wasn't there before. But shout out to everybody that's out there. You know, the more the merrier, I say. You know.
Yeah, I want to thank everybody for still supporting us, you know.
Yeah.
I guess now I'll go ahead and share, you know, my status. I used to always share with the radio show what's going on with me, what I'm doing. I am lifestyle, even though I might not attend certain events. I always tell people I am the lifestyle. I think this way, this way I act, this way I carry with my everyday experiences. Right now, I'm building a new team. I need a new team.
Okay.
I thought I had a great team, but I need a new team. And when I say team, I am a 35-year-old woman with a very high sex drive, with particular taste. There is no reason I should ever be horny, ever. So when I go through a series of these horny phases, I know I need a better team. So I met this couple, right?
Couple?
A couple, yeah, yeah. I don't do couples that often, but this is a different type of couple. Now, they are of the vanilla persuasion.
Oh.
You guys know I don't discriminate.
No, that's right.
And they're just regular, plain family. Like, they're just a regular, plain family. You know, really cute. And, but they're a little aggressive. You know, like, let's do it. I'm like, let's do it right now. But it's awkward to meet somebody that's more aggressive than I am. Like, I know we just met, but can we do it right now? Like, I'm supposed to get off the radio show and go do it with them, like, tonight. So, so I'm working on this new team. And there's one member of my team. There's two people I want to talk about, okay? There's one that I've known longer than the other. And I really dig this dude. I mean, he's so sexy and smart. But he's always in situations, like, he doesn't have any money.
Wait.
And my dad always says, there's no romance
without
finance.
I know.
And I don't really mind, but it's like, dang, he's got no money again. You know, he's taking care of business, doing what he has to do. And then on the flip side, there's this other dude. He always has money. He always has me. We always have a good time. The dick is on point, but because he has money, he has to work really, really hard to get it, so he's always busy. What's the better option? What do you do?
You asking me?
I haven't decided what I'm going to do about this situation. So these scenarios will be unfolding. I'm thinking, you know, we might just all get together, the two guys and the couple, and we'll just, like, do it, and then I'll figure out, you know, the last one standing, and that's the one I'll go with.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Listen.
At least she got a team. I got nothing going on this way. excuse me. I just got guys that I met when I was 20-something. And I'm about to be 33, so that's where I'm at.
I always leave that alone. New team.
Yeah, that's where I'm at. I don't have a team. I don't have anything, you know. I don't know if I'm being picky. I don't know if I'm... My thing is, my mentality is this, and I can't change the way my mind wraps around this. If we are going to be in a sexual relationship, then you need to be available when I need you to be available, and you need to lay the pipe like I need you to lay the pipe. You know what I mean? Like, I shouldn't want for anything if you want to have a sex-only relationship. Just like you don't want for anything, I shouldn't have to want for anything if it came to sex only. You know, if you want to come over, if you want to call me up and be like, crush, you know, let me see you, I'm down for that. Yeah, but when I call you up and be like, boo, let me see you, you need to be down for that too. You need to know how to roll over and get out. Don't wait until the sunlight hit my bed for you to still be there. You know, I shouldn't have to tell you these things, like how you have expectations of me and how you do me, I'm going to do you right back. But I noticed one thing, I had an epiphany. You know, guys say, every guy I've talked to said they need somebody to keep it real. And I'm brutally honest. Y'all know this. Y'all tune into the radio show. I've been doing this for 5 years. Y'all never know what's going to pop up out of my mouth. So y'all already, so just imagine me in person. I can't do the cutesy thing for too long. I really can't. I can't do the for too long. It doesn't work for me. It does not work for me. And I notice guys don't want to hear that. However,
no.
they dish it, but they don't want to give it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you want me to keep it real with you, you're going to keep it real with me, but yet you want me to sit up there and tell you some lies, but you don't do that, you don't sugarcoat it for me, so why should I sugarcoat it for you? I'm just saying. Well, we're down to, wow, that hour is really going by. We had 9:52, 8:52 Central Time. What you want to add, Trent?
You know, I got to do a shout-out while I'm on the radio. It wouldn't be a good show without a shout-out. I want to give a shout-out to all the dudes that's out there having sex with no condoms, getting women pregnant.
Oh, no.
And not paying child support.
I want to give a shout-out to them. I want
to
give a shout-out to the women that sit up there and try to trick these dudes, thinking that they were going to stay to begin with.
Well, you know, since you said that was coming to my next shout-out. You know, shout-out to all the women having unprotected sex with these dudes and you not on his health insurance.
Girl,
if you're not on the man's health insurance, don't fuck him without a condom unless you can take care of all the responsibilities that come with that situation.
This sounds like a conversation for the next show. Listen. And you know what? Shout out to these ladies that have multiple, like, listen, I don't have no children. Maybe I can't speak on it because I've never been there. But let me just say this. This is my thought about it. This is from me on the outside looking in. What's the dealio? Why you have 13 baby daddies and only two kids?
There's a reason.
Why is that happening to you? And then you want to keep converting back to that same daddy, that first baby daddy. Like, you know, you got three kids, three different daddies. You know, one, the middle child daddy is not even in the picture. You don't even know what that baby looked like. You with the last baby daddy, but he got a whole nother family somewhere else. He's doing something else. And then the single guy who's taking care of his kid, who's going, you call him for everything.
We've all seen that scenario, but it's a formula. If you start having babies at
13. Listen, we're going to talk about this next show because right now we got a caller and we got 5 minutes on the clock. So let's go ahead and get to this 443 real quick. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Peace and blessings, Crush. This is Perk Daddy from Baltimore.
Hey, Perky. How are you?
What's going on, sweetheart? Long time no hear from. Just want to say congratulations. Welcome back. We definitely missed you on the airwaves. I've listened to the show all evening. I listened to your last show, and I'm still writing, so hopefully I can get to perform some of my stuff on a future show. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking about a name for the new endeavor, the Ecstasy Lounge.
Oh, I like
Ecstasy Lounge.
I like that. Are you writing it down, Crush?
What happened was... is that triple X, T-A-C-Y?
How many X's you'd like to put in there?
How many X's you'd like to put in there? Okay. Perk Daddy, thank you so much for your input. I'm glad you followed us. Thanks for your support.
Always.
Call in on a Monday show. We'll definitely get your poetry out there. You know, we probably even have an open mic on this show. I think that sounds like a nice little topic to do, Trey. What you think? Have people call in with their erotica.
Always open for open.
Okay.
Always open for open.
All right. That sounds good to me. All right. Keep up the good work, ladies.
All right. Thank you so much, Perky. All right, folks, we are down to the last 3 minutes of Swinger State of Mind radio station on Phone Fantasy Radio. 805-830-8320. If you wasn't able to get into touch with us, then you need to lock our number into your phone. So no matter where you are, 9 o'clock on a Wednesday night, you know you have to call in and speak to Trinity and myself, because we are SSOM all the way live, controversy sexiest at its finest. Hit us up on Facebook at WRPF Radio. Also, we're on Twitter at Phone Fan Radio. PhoneFantasyRadio.com is the website. I'm on Tumblr. I'm on Hootsuite. I'm on everything. Add me. Also, add me as a friend. Join our groups. We actually got a Swinger State of Mind radio show. Swinger State of Mind group on Facebook, so definitely hit us up there, and we'll always keep you up to date on what's going on with Swinger State of Mind. Trin, any last words?
I want to thank everybody for calling. You know, we're going to be here every Wednesday. I'm going to do my best to bring you as much entertainment as possible, some new segments, keep it going, keeping it real 1,000. You know, I have to say it, I hate saying it, but I do. But we're going to be on air every Wednesday. We're going to be bringing it to you, and hopefully you'll be bringing it to us as well. Next week, we hope to have the website implemented with a new name so you can, everybody can get on and mingle with each other and chat, and it gets crazy in the chat room. So I'm looking forward to that next week. I want to thank everybody again for calling tonight. You know, I'm loving it in Dallas, and I'm looking forward to hear people from we had Hawaii, Baltimore, and Dallas. So, you know, next week we'll keep expanding those circles.
Yes, yes, yes. I'm definitely going to try to push NYC to call in. East Coast, call in. What the biscuits? Where y'all at? I'm shouting y'all out. Get at us. Shout out to Mello, who is not able to call in just now.
I shot her a message. You know, the show is kind of not a show without Mello.
All right.
Hey, yo, where you at?
Where the queen pin at? A party to Mellow Rowland. Okay, yeah, enough of that. PhoneFantasyRadio.com is the website. What else was I going to say? We'll be back here again Wednesday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 p.m. Central, right here on Blog Talk Radio. PhoneFantasyRadio.com is the website. Also, I got the 60-second mark.
Let's put an email. Something, you know.
Oh,
open
yeah,
email
that's what I was
going to
say.
You have all the links to the new sites.
PhoneFantasyRadio@gmail.com is the email. That's what I was just thinking of. PhoneFantasyRadio@gmail.com. Let us know if you have any questions you would like to add to Orgy Time. Y'all know that's the segment where we answer all y'all questions about any and everything. We'll give you advice. We'll try to get information, all that good stuff. So definitely hit us up with the Orgy Time questions, name suggestions, all that good stuff, and thank y'all for tuning in. Definitely thank y'all for checking us out.
You know what? I think we should just play out the end of the show with some old clip of ours.
I don't have that. I don't have that.
We could have played some of the fantasy stuff.
Oh, no, I don't have that. Next
it
time.
It doesn't matter. We're about to be off air. But next time. It was fun.
Next time. It was fun. It was fun. It was fun for us to be back on air. Oh,
yes.
It's all right. We're gonna get we getting the hang of it. Actually, this went kind of smoothly.
Yeah, yeah. It was very simple because, you know, when the chat room is up, there's so many other things going on, and the broad brand, you know, reaches out just to get a little chatter. I think, honestly, I wish our first show would have been like this.
Right.
The very first show, you know.
Shout out to Frenchie and Jay.
Yeah.
We didn't even shout them out. Like, they were the pioneers. Right along with us. But shout out to them. You know, this is still being recorded, so they'll hear it on the aftermath. So it's all right. They'll get the shout out. Shout out to
them.
Maybe
we can get them on and be like, you know, hey, you know, Jay, Frenchie, come on, let's chit chat. And don't forget our girl down in Florida.
Onyx,
the beautiful Onyx. Have you seen the pictures? Girl, she's looking hot.
Yeah, she's looking good over there. Good over there. You know, shout out to them. We're going to have a good show. I definitely think we're going to have a good show. That 214 is egging me. Who are you?
They won't answer?
I see that 214. They just sitting there. And it's like, who are you? No, I'm just... No,
can they still
just,
hear us?
Yeah, they can still hear us. If you're on the phone...
But 214 is definitely Texas. I'm not sure who the number is. It might be in my phone. I don't know.
Oh. It's a 214 number. They just sitting here riding with us right now. Shout out to them, though. They've been holding for 33 minutes. We appreciate it.
Oh, I won't say it out loud, you know, kind of keep privacy, but I can tell you.
Oh, okay. Air. Huh?
I said, I guess I can.
Mm-mm, no, don't tell me. I like the mystery. When they want to reveal themselves to me, they will. And what if it's a lady? Is it a lady or is it a lady or is it a guy? Just tell me that part. Do you think it's a lady or a guy?
It's a guy.
Just wanted to know that part. We got a lot of guys calling in. Where was the Lisa's at? Like, I was expecting to hear Lisa. I was mellow.
That means the next show will be even better though when they call on. You know, we got old girl calling from Carolina, and we got Maya. You know, it's a lot of people. They got to get used to us. They're a little gunshot. Mandy Candy.
You got Rachel's and.
You know, Rachel lives in Dallas now. No more Waco.
Oh, nice. Jay Peoples doing their thing. I'm glad AD called.
Oh, God, he's been doing it big. I was just with him. We went to go hear the Rebirth Brass Band this Saturday. We always have fun with him. Always.
Mm-hmm. Who's that you posted up in the window looking all naked and sexy? Ooh.
And, you know, got my birthday coming up. That's going to be exciting.
Oh, yeah. Birthdays are coming up. My birthday coming up in
November.
You have
a birthday inside a haunted house.
Oh, when is your birthday? October?
November 1st.
Oh, right. I knew that because I'm November 9th. Right.
Yeah, we're like by each other.
We're going to act up on here, ain't we? Because my birthday is on a Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
Your birthday is on a Friday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, your birthday is on a Friday. My birthday is on a Saturday. And right between... We have the show right there on that November 6th or something like that.
Yeah.
We're going to act up for like 2 weeks straight. I was already saying I'm going to act up from Halloween all the way to like the 15th.
Oh, yeah, I'm super excited. We're going to like start the party. We're going to go through a haunted house. At the end of the haunted house, it's going to be like champagne and appetizers in a gift shop inside the haunted house. And we're going to be there for like an hour. Then we're going to leave there, and they're going to close down the restaurant, and we're going to have a private party inside the restaurant in downtown Dallas.
Nice. Sounds exciting.
Yeah. It might not be a lot of people, but it's going to be enough people. I'm really just trying to invite people that I care about.
You know, come share this day with me. You know, the only money you have to bring is the money you choose to drink with at the bar. But other than that, I'm paying for everything because I just want to have a good time.
Nice.
Well, courtesy of Ellen Southern Kitchen, so shout out to them.
We are definitely going to have a good time, and I can't wait for the new, I can't wait for other shows. Getting excited now. We're going
to definitely
have
some show topics to talk about,
All right. Well, you know what, Trin? This is the time where we say goodbye and call each other on a private line. Once again, thank y'all for tuning in. Bye.
Yep, bye.